So NBA training camps are about to begin. NBA Twitter is fantastic, especially when it comes to basically fantasy basketball with real-life players. Stephen A. Smith said that the Nets would have traded Kyrie Irving for Ben Simmons, but Kevin Durant said no. Why would Kevin Durant want to play with Ben Simmons over Kyrie Irving? Unless Kevin Durant admits this, I am not buying it. But Ben Simmons has said he's not coming back to Philadelphia, but he has not earned the right to dictate his terms. There's nothing in his career that has said, I can do whatever I want. He doesn't have the cachet yet, but he said he's not going to play in Philadelphia. I guess Doc Rivers said today that we're not giving up on him. But didn't Doc give up on him back in the postseason, or did Ben give up on the Sixers back in the postseason? There's no way that the Nets thought about trading Kyrie Irving for Ben Simmons. Love NBA Twitter. I'm glad NBA is back. Speaking of basketball, the Big East will release their schedule later this week, their conference schedule. Imagine that the graphics department, the social media department already has everything put together. They already have their hands on the schedule. They're just getting set to release it, and it's going to be this big rollout. If you look at Creighton's schedule, right now they're only scheduled through the 14th of December when they take Arizona State. So it leads me to believe that there will be a few conference games, maybe three or four conference games before the end of the year. The Big East likes to play in that New Year's Eve, New Year's Day kind of window. But more and more conferences that they've expanded to 20 games are either playing games early in December, or they're hitting you with a couple of games right before the Christmas break, or when you come back from the Christmas break, you mix in a bye game or a noteworthy game, and then you get a couple of conference games before you're past the 2nd of January. So the Big East conference schedule, which might be the last Power Six conference to release their conference schedule, should be out by the end of the week. Because of Chance is not in today for Mike, and we gave you a different email address, and so there's some mailbag questions that are between a few different email addresses, we're going to pause the mailbag. We're going to do the mailbag tomorrow. We're not eliminating the mailbag, but we're going to pause the mailbag today, and we will do the mailbag tomorrow. So that gives you more time to send in your questions. And you can send in your questions to C. Oliver at nrgmedia.com for tomorrow. So no mailbag today. We'll bring it back. We'll do it tomorrow because Mike's got some emails. I got some emails. Chance's apparently got an abundance of emails. So if you send in an email, don't worry. We're going to get to it tomorrow. Parker Gabriel coming up at 1:30. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show with Mike Neville on 1620 The Zone.